Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach here on the buy-in. Coach, before we talk about the buy-in, what you got in store for your team this week, congratulations on the Buffalo win. We sat here last week talking about potentially getting some separation in division. Is that a good start for you guys?
Yes, absolutely. It was always good to go and win a division game on the road. Those are tough. I thought our team played well in Buffalo. We got good contributions from all three phases of the team, and played hard, scored some points, and again got some plays in the kicking game, and got a couple of fourth down stops on defense, so some red area plays. So I thought there was some improvement in the team as we move forward here.
Speaking of the kicking game, textbook situational football. Before the half, they get the miss. You guys do a phenomenal job moving the ball down, Tom, with the clock management, and you get a perfect opportunity for Steve in those conditions, especially up there in Buffalo, not knowing how that wind's blowing, hit the 51-yarder. How big was that turn of events right there before the half?
Yeah.
With you guys deferring also.
Yeah, that was a big swing. Buffalo missed a three-point opportunity. We made our three-point opportunity into the wind. Then Danny gave us the kickoff return, and then we scored to start the second half. So a minute and 27 seconds, 10-point swing, really 13 because of the Buffalo's missed field goal on the other end, which gave us good field position and gave us a chance there. So that was a huge swing, and it was great to be able to take advantage of that opportunity.
See, a lot of times post-game you call the team up, 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins. Here you are, 7 wins, and you've often said 7 wins won't get you much in this league, but it's a pretty good situation you guys are in.
Yeah, well, we're in good position at the halfway point here. I think the key for us is to be able to improve and, iron out some things that, will help us moving forward in the second half of the season. I think there are a lot of things that we can do better. And so hopefully we can make some progress on those and obviously maintain our strengths, the things that we're doing well. We need to continue to do those. But in the areas that we can improve in, this is a good week to look at some of those, capitalize on this time, and be better going forward.
Not the first time you've made a move with your club, whether it's during the season. I'm talking specifically about Jamie Collins, whether it was preseason, heading into the season, or at the trade deadline. But with those moves, what kind of reaction have you seen from your team or after those moves? Is there a heightened sense of focus, when the team returns and when you make that type of impact?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully there's always a good focus. But in any case, I just have to evaluate the situation and try to do what's best for the team. And, just those decisions are always tough.
Sure.
But, you have to make them.
No choice about when you play the bye, but it does fall at the perfect time, right? Kind of, 8th, 9th week. And I remember when the schedule would always come out as players, I don't know if you do that, as coaches, first thing you're looking for is where the heck is that bye week?
Yeah, I think this is a good spot. We've been at it for really 13 straight weeks, going back to training camp, 12 games, 13 weeks. Up around 60 practices, and it's a lot of football really to go straight through on. We played guys in the preseason, even in the fourth preseason game, so there was really has been no break in the action for the players. So it's they certainly earned the time off. Hopefully we can come back with a little bit of a refreshed attitude and not lose the momentum that we have. It's certainly a lot better than last year, where we had the bye week the third week, and then I had to play, 13 straight after that.
Right.
And I think that, this is a better setup than that is.
All right. Self-scouting work. I mean, you're going to take a look at yourselves, even as coaches, players, but you also get a pretty good jump on Seattle, and that's a pretty good team coming in here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, there's no question. Seattle's good. Looks like they're getting some players back. We know that we'll get their best shot, which is pretty good. They're a well-balanced team, very tough, physical, and play with great energy. So, we'll obviously have to play our best football against that team. We need to do that every week, but Seattle's a good, very good football team.
All right, good answer right there. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Ron in North Attleboro. Let's talk about the corner spot opposite Malcolm Butler. Taking a look at Eric Rowe, Coleman's been in there, and there's been some movement there. Is it just you're taking specific looks at certain guys, trying to figure some things out in the secondary?
Well, I think each week we have a little bit of a different situation. The team that we play, their individual receivers, and also the scheme that they run and what our game plan is. So, we feel like we have pretty good depth at that position, and we have some other positions on the team that's also true. And based on the game plan, based on our opponent, we try to do what we feel like is best for that team. It's not always the same thing we did the week before. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but in the end, we just have to try to put together and, you know, defend the best way we can that individual opponent that week. So that's how we look at it.
All right. If you want to ask the coach a question like Ron did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. No opponent this week. Take a look at some big plays maybe in a Belustrator.
Yeah, sure. We got the plays of the week.
All right, coach. Good stuff. Take a look at the Belustrator when we return. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.